Hi, this is Christina.
And Carmen.
And this is Novelas con Cafecito, a podcast where we watch the novelas from our childhood,
sip cafecito, and talk shit about them.
Watch with us.
Hello, everyone. This is Carmen.
And Christina.
And we are the hosts of Novelas con Cafecito. Today, we are still talking about Teresa.
Yes, we are.
Episodes, what? 61?
60, no, 60 through 64, yeah.
60 through 64, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think we're just going to do like short summaries of 60 through 63, right?
Yeah, because the main thing... Wait, no, 63 is important. 64, I don't know what happened. I didn't watch that one.
Oh, okay. You know, it's not like super
important. Okay. 63 is like really the main thing because it's the wedding.
Okay. So you should do that one in more detail.
Yeah, that's what I meant. That's what I thought I had said earlier, but it's not.
Oh, okay. I don't know what I said earlier. Okay, so I think the main things here are that Aida tells, and I don't know why Aida and Profe are in the same place, but Aida tells Profe that Teresa was the one who sent all the stuff and told Ruben about.
I read that in one of the summaries from the Prende tip. Why am I saying that in English and Spanish? And it wasn't even really English because I wasn't going to say TV. I was going to say TV. What is that?
That's terrible. I don't know.
Prende TV.
Gross.
In the Prende TV thing, I was reading through the descriptions because I went back and read the ones that we didn't watch because they weren't available on YouTube. And yeah, I did read that the profe confronts Teresa about why she told them. And I think that happens in the episode we didn't watch.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait, but he just told her about it.
He just learns about it from Aida. I don't know then. And then at some point, he also talks to Ruben about it to confirm.
Oh, okay. And then he confronts Teresa.
Yeah. The last person he talks to it about is Teresa. And then Teresa, of course, like lies. And she's like, how dare you not believe me? You know what? Maybe we shouldn't even go through this with this wedding because you don't trust me. And it was her.
Yeah.
Because Profe walks in like just furious and yelling, which granted you shouldn't do, you know.
Yeah, I think it still warrants a discussion, not a yelling fight.
Yeah, and he's like super mad about it. And I think this is also supposed to showcase his anger. Yeah, anger issues. And so, yeah, she's just like, we shouldn't get married anymore. And then she just like plays the victim. But let's not forget it was her.
Yeah.
And so then he's like, no, please forgive me. And she's like, I can't. And this goes on between them pretty much the whole episode till the end.
And it's like perfect for her because this is when she plans to get back with Mariana, right? Do you see that at all yet?
It's the next episode.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then at some point, Juana's like, I can't forgive Humberto for what he did.
What does he do? What did he do?
He said some flowers were from him when they weren't. They were from Hector, and this is what she can't forgive. Yeah.
I feel like he's done worse, but okay.
Yeah, there are worse things he's done, but I guess this is the thing. She's like, it's unforgivable that he lied about these
flowers.
This
is the hill she wants to die on.
Yes.
This is it. Okay. This is the line for her that he lied about some flowers.
Crossed. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's going on between them. At some point, Hector asks her out and she says yes.
I saw that. How long does he spend asking her out then? Because
he's still asking her out. On a few dates.
Oh, okay.
And then Mariano is asking Aurora for his forgiveness for the way he's been behaving. And then he like wants to invite her to go to something with her. I don't know what. And she's like, no, I'm going with Martin, or Martin's going to come. Oh, lunch.
Oh,
she's like, no. So he's like starting to see that she's moving on too.
From him. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, because this is the episode the auction is happening. He also asks her to the auction.
Is this the thing then that, remember at the end, this has to do with Paloma's business, right?
This is Paloma's auction, yeah. Her charity auction, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. I remember now. What they talked about this in the episodes we watched, because that's the thing or the event that Ruben is inviting Mayra to, and then Mayra's like, no, I'm not going with you.
Yeah, and so Mayra does go with him.
Oh, okay. They look like they were on friendly terms in the episode I watched.
Yeah, it's weird. Really, the most important thing in this episode is probably the auction.
Does anything eventful happen?
No, just drama.
Okay.
Yeah, so Aida and Mariano go together to the auction, and then
Teresa's pissed.
Yeah, she's mad about it. She's like, what are you doing here? You're just stalking me. And he's like, no, I was invited too. Like, he's not following her.
Yeah.
And then, like, at some point, Prof is like, what are you doing here? And then they're all like, calm down. But then Teresa, like, later after this little short scene of fighting, Teresa sees Aida and Mariano kiss.
Oh.
And she's super mad about it. Not mad. She's like, she looks distraught. She's like so sad. And like, her eyes are like, it almost looks like she's scared, honestly. That's the face.
I wonder if this is then when she tries to like win him back after this. She sees this.
Not yet, but maybe.
Oh, okay.
Because it's the next episode.
The seeds are sowing in her head, maybe.
Oh, yeah, yeah, maybe.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. Because then after this happens, she goes to talk to him and she's like, I didn't think you'd be this successful this fast or whatever. He's like, whatever, you didn't believe in me.
Oh, wow. Also, so I was reading through some of the episodes we missed. And I guess, because I know that, remember before we talked about Esperanza talking to Teresa about you don't love the profe, you love Mariano. Like she has like a few talks with her about that.
Yeah.
I don't think you saw this, watch this, because we didn't talk about it. I guess at one point Teresa gets drunk and she confesses to Esperanza that she's still in love with Mariano.
This
and then that's why
Esperanza's insisting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even in this episode and the next one, Esperanza says the same thing to her.
Yeah. That's why. Been
married. Okay.
Isn't that wild? Like I'm sad that we didn't watch the episode because like we haven't
seen.
Which
one was it?
It was 50 something.
Oh,
we haven't seen Teresa like lose control of her plotting or her emotions really, except when she yells at the bear. So I would have loved to see that.
Yeah, that is unfortunate. At some point in the auction, Teresa and Aida, of course, are bidding on the same thing. And so then it's just like this intense staring match between them. But then Teresa stops bidding and Aida gets it because it's like un millón de pesos for like some painting. Some ugly painting. Not I.
Did I tell you? So do you remember when mi tia went to Mexico for a while and then I filled in for her at her job as a caregiver / house cleaner? Do you remember that in San Pedro?
No.
You don't remember that? You made fun of me and you were self, what is that word? Self-hating to yourself.
Oh my God.
You were like, now you're a true Mexican.
Oh shit.
You told me that.
That's messed up. Damn. Right? I'm sorry. Yeah. I do not remember this, but I've come a long way. I used to be very racist. Not racist.
You know, we all start out a certain way and we have to unlearn things. So exactly. Anyway, yeah. You told me that. But that's not what I was, why I was bringing it up.
What's the character?
You called me the lady from Family Guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I was remembering right now.
So see, you do remember. Yeah. So anyway. These people Consuelo. Were like, yeah,
sorry, go on.
They were like rich and they had like, it was an apartment, but it was like a house. Like it was as big as a house, their apartment. And so anyway, they had like art pieces. And so whenever I would be cleaning, I'd look at the price of the art.
Oh, it's just on there?
Yeah. Like they kept a tag on there. I don't know if that's a thing or
show
what.
Show off, I guess.
I guess. Like,
I guess.
Yeah. And I was like, whoa. I mean, I wish I remembered numbers, but it was a lot. They even had like a little statue of something.
Probably more than my house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn. Okay. But also at the auction, Mayra and Ruben do end up going together. And then she's like, I can't take this because when they walk in together, Teresa walks up to them. She's like, I'm so sorry for the misunderstanding that you thought I sent you the letters, like
oh
the
wow,
papers, like. And then Mayra starts crying and runs away. Ruben runs after her, and then she turns all innocent to Profe, and she's like, "I just wanted to apologize for the misunderstanding. I didn't know it was a bad time. Like, really, read the room."
Wow, that's hilarious.
She knew what she was doing.
I almost feel bad for Mayra because I don't think Mayra has been outright mean to Teresa, has she?
No,
I don't think she has.
Not her.
Yeah.
She's even told Aida to just leave it alone and drop it, like quit focusing on her so much. But that changes in 64. Really, those are the biggest things that happened in the auction. Just that Aida and Mariano finally kissed. Teresa sees it. Aida and Ruben try going together.
Mm-hmm.
But then she leaves early because obviously she can't take the societal pressure because, like, Profe knows, Teresa knows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And yeah, that's it for 60. 61, Teresa didn't know Martin was Aurora's boyfriend.
Really?
Because when she gets to the auction, she's like hella rude to Martin. And then Martin is like, my girlfriend's coming. And then it's Aurora. And then Teresa's like, what the heck? You're dating? I don't know what he is.
That word that I said last time. Apoderador or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what that is.
Hold on. Oh, it's attorney. It is attorney.
Oh, shit.
I didn't know that. I've only ever heard abogado.
Me? Okay. I didn't know that either. So she's like, you're dating the attorney of my worst enemy. And she like says that to in front of both of them. And then Aurora's like, what are you talking about?
Aurora doesn't even know, right?
Yeah. So then they go aside to talk about this. And then Teresa finally tells her about Paloma, how she's Profe's ex and how she's like trying to get in between them and all this other stuff.
So she didn't know anything, right?
No.
About them?
Mm-mm. Oh. No. Teresa's telling her all this in this episode. Dr. de Ledesma and Esperanza are in La Vecindad and they're talking about the wedding, and Esperanza doesn't want to go either, but nobody wants her there anyway, but she already told Teresa she doesn't want to go. And Teresa's like the only one insisting on it. But
she wants to cause drama, that's why.
She does, yeah. I just love how Dr. Ledesma is just like sitting there chatting with her. Like, surely she has to see the difference between Ruben and him, like, already. Like, he's like fully listening to her problems, and he's like weighing in on them, like, you know, like a normal person.
And then Ruben is always like, oh, don't worry about that. Let's not talk about that right now. Let's not sour the mood. And then he tries to like make out with her or whatever.
Let's not hear about your nonsense.
Your problems. Yeah. Who cares? It reminds me of The Office when
Roy.
Yeah. Jim's talking to Pam and he's all like, what does Roy think of all this? And then she's like, I don't know. I try not to bother him with this kind of stuff. And he's like, you mean your feelings and problems? And she's like, yeah. And he's like,
he stares at the camera. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I thought of in this part, because that is what Ruben did. Yeah. Yeah, we see them briefly, but I just wanted to mention that because it's going to come into play, because he's like, you shouldn't go to the wedding. And she's like,
I see that in the episode I watched.
Yeah. Paloma at the auction, because this is part of the auction still happening. Paloma at the auction is still like all over Profe. First, they're just talking about the business. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, I'm so sad you're going to get married, just like out of nowhere.
Crying. Like she's always crying.
Yeah. And it's like, stop bringing this up. God.
Yeah. It's like at some point you have to move on. And it's like, sometimes we say that about Mariano, but Teresa leads Mariano on.
Yeah.
And so Profe doesn't really lead Paloma on.
Yeah. She's like, why are you being so cold? I carried your child once. And it's like, why are you bringing this up at your auction? And, but every time Teresa sees her and Profe talking, she goes and interrupts. So she
every time who? Time.
But Teresa sees Paloma and Profe talking. She goes to interrupt with something new. So this time she interrupts him. She's like, I want to leave.
Oh my God.
At some point we see Genoveva and Ruben. Ruben goes there after begging Mayra to get back with him.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously Mayra doesn't. And so he goes to her Genoveva's apartment because that's where he's been living, right? And he's like, are you mad at me? Or are you going to let me in? She's like, I would never lock you out or ever be mad at you, no matter what you do. And I'm like, at some point you have to have
such a pick me.
Yeah. Right.
No, because pick me's don't have personalities and they don't have feelings. They push everything aside to please the men in their lives.
That's exactly.
She's a pick me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So then we go to Profe's house and Doña Juana and Teresa are just talking about her day and how well it went. Doña Juana leaves and then Teresa grabs the bear.
Okay, which is like a code for Mariano, right?
Yes, yeah. So she talks to the bear as if it were Mariano. And she's
I was going to say a proxy for Mariano, but then I realized I don't really know what proxy means. I feel like I just hear people say that.
I think it's like a replacement, no?
Is it?
I don't know.
See, that's why I didn't use it.
And she's talking to the bear, and she's like, you can't be with Aida. You're mine. You're mine. And right now is not the right time for us to be together, but I can get divorced. And then we'll be together after we both have everything.
You can't just expect people to wait for you hand and foot until you're ready. Like, let them move on and you move on.
Mm-hmm. At some point, Aida talks to Mayra, her mom, about her date with Mariano at the auction. And she's like, wow, I can't believe I thought he was a naco once. And I was like, oh, my God. Like,
oh, also, question. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it came up during the episodes you watched or if it came up in one of the episodes that we didn't see. But in the one of the ones I watched, it seemed like Genoveva and Aida had plotted all along for Aida to try to get with Mariano just to make Teresa mad. Did you see anything about that?
Oh, yeah. I mentioned it in our last recap. Aida ends episode 56. That's the one I watched. Saying she's going to get Teresa where it hurts her the most.
Oh.
And then Mariano walks up to her inside their house.
I did not remember that at all.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Oh, but it seems like Aida is partially falling for him anyway.
She is. She is. Yeah.
So Refugio agrees to go to Teresa's wedding here.
Oh, she wasn't going to go?
No.
I didn't know that.
Oh, at some point, Mariano and Aurora are talking. He's like, thank you. I think you've made me realize I'm ready to move on. And she like can't handle the conversation because she's like, I guess it should have been with me, not Aida. But she just gets up and leaves crying, and he just sits there all confused. But she's already with Martin, so yeah, that's another thing.
But she told Martin that she has feelings for someone else still, you know?
Yeah, yeah, she was very open about it. This is the episode where Profe tells Teresa that she has to uninvite Esperanza, who already didn't want to go, and Teresa's the only one who wants her there.
Yeah, for drama.
Oh, at some point, Ruben goes to La Vecindad to find Esperanza, and he, like, manhandles the shit out of her. And he's like, you can't go to the wedding. Don't be where I'm at. Blah, blah, blah. And she was already not going to go.
What an asshole.
But he's shaking her. And at the same time, Mariano.
She's pregnant.
Yeah, yeah.
At Wait, can you time, shake pregnant women? I'm just kidding.
I mean,
you No, you shake can't women. Shake people. Come on. Look, I know you can't shake babies, but can you shake pregnant women? I'm just kidding.
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to go with no also.
Yeah. But at the same time, this is happening. Mariano and Aida are walking out, and he like quickly pulls her back so she doesn't see Esperanza and Ruben.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Ruben asked Mayra to go to the wedding with him. And she's like, of course not, but she does. We'll see that.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah. And then she tells Ruben about Mariano helping Aida through this tough time. And then Ruben freaks out. And obviously he can't tell Mayra why he doesn't like Mariano, because Mariano defended Esperanza against him. Mm-hmm, and so she's like, what? He's a good person. He looks like a put together young man. And he's like, no, he was my delivery boy and messenger and he sucks. And she's like, he's a doctor now. But so he's just coming up with this nonsense. And she's like, I don't see what's wrong
here.
She's
like, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
My God.
He's been good to our daughter. And he's like, nah, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. So Esperanza is talking to Maria or to Teresa about how she can't marry Profe because she still loves Mariano. At that point, he knocks. Mm-hmm. At the door when this is happening, but that's because he wants to talk to Esperanza about what he saw about Ruben.
Oh, okay.
And at the same time, Aurora gets there right after, so her and Teresa leave.
Oh,
but I'm only mentioning this specifically because Teresa is still not Vecindad with Aurora. Okay. They go over to Juana's to try on the wedding dresses, and then Mariano just talks with Esperanza about how Ruben can't be going to La Vecindad. And she's like, well, I didn't invite him here. Like, he came on his own
free will.
Yeah. Then, you know, that's over. Mariano goes back to his house. Don Ramon is leaving for the trip he had planned for both of them. And he's like, yeah, are you sure you don't want to come? He's like, you know, you know
what? So he had a trip planned for him and Mariano so that Mariano wouldn't be in town for the wedding? Is that?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
But so Mariano declines. Go. Yeah, he declines to go because he's good now, right? And Don Ramon is like, I saw you with the other girl and you guys seem happy, so I feel good about you staying.
Okay.
It's not a big deal. So he leaves. And then Aurora, Doña Juana, and Teresa are at Doña Juana's for the wedding stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about how Esperanza shouldn't go. And then Teresa suddenly is like, I have to go. You guys keep, you know, doing this.
Is she going to go look for Mariano?
Yes. That is exactly where she goes. She goes. Mariano just got out of the shower or something because he's in a towel.
And of course, he's all undressed and moist.
Exactly. So she knocks and he glistening. Opens the door.
Okay, I'll
and
stop.
She's like looking at him like, I don't know.
She's eyeing him. She's
yeah, like, oh. That's the word I was looking for. Yeah. But then he's like, what are you doing here?
Uh-huh.
All mad. They're like arguing. She's like telling him that he's trying to provoke her by being with Aida. And he's like, no. And you know what? I'm having a good time with her.
He's like genuinely, at this point, genuinely trying to move on.
Yeah. So then Mariano and Teresa are still arguing. Teresa's like trying to seduce him, basically. And then he's like, look, you are marrying someone else. I have the right to move on with my life and try to be happy with someone else because you clearly don't want me. You left me for someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And then Teresa's like, no, you're mine forever. And then like kisses him. And then they
does he kiss her back?
And yeah.
Okay.
And then they keep making out.
Over it.
Yeah, right? Nothing else really happens. We see Teresa's parents, Doña Refugio and Don Armando, asking for Aurora's help to get them.
I see part of this, yeah.
Yeah, to be able to
to not embarrass.
Yeah, Teresa. To be amongst fancy people, I guess.
Amongst other folk.
Mm-hmm. So she gets Martin to help them.
Yeah.
And Humberto also joins.
Yeah. I watched this part.
So we see that. At some point, we see Luisa and Profe. He's like excitedly telling her about something with the wedding or come.
A gift
come
he wants me. To buy her?
Yeah. Gift he wants to buy Teresa. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come help me with the surprise. And at the same time, Teresa and Mariana are over there making out. And
okay,
and
this is.
To have sex.
Yeah. So this is where the episode I watched starts.
Yeah.
So yours ended then?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So that was 61.
Yes.
Okay. So then, because I watched 62 and 63. So for my summary, I really just wrote, it's the day before the wedding and Teresa is torn about the future. She and Mariano just had sex and then they plan to run away together. So, I mean, it starts off with them after
the deed.
Having sex. Yeah. They're cuddling, making out, professing their love to each other. The song plays. The Marco Antonio Solis song plays.
The song, yeah.
The song.
Yeah.
Then, it goes back to Luisa and Teresa. I mean, oh my God, I need to stop. I'm already starting wrong. Luisa and Profe are talking about the gift they're going to get Teresa, or he's going to get Teresa. So then, it shows Aurora, Martin, teaching Teresa's parents and Humberto about how to be fancy and have etiquette and Refugio's like, I don't want to eat here, whatever. And then they have a manual for them and everything that they're reading. And Humberto's like, no, oh, this is harder than learning engineering. Sir, no. Actually, I don't know etiquette either, but he doesn't know engineering either. How does he know?
Yeah. Like, how can he compare the two?
Yeah. So it's just it's supposed to be a funny scene for comedic relief because everything else is so dramatic, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So then Teresa and Mariano are like being cheesy together and he's using, what is that called? His stethoscope, right? That's what it is. The you ear thingy. So then he's like, he has it on her heart or I don't remember, but they're like, I don't know, being cute together. And they're actually like laughing together and like being playful. And I'm like, I feel like we haven't seen them like this in a long time. And it would have been sweet if she's not about to marry somebody else.
So
they're being all lovey-dovey and he's like, now nothing will separate us. I'll talk to Aida about us not moving forward and you can talk to the profe. And then Teresa's like, and then it's like sweet music is playing, and then as soon as he says that, it's like dun dun dun, and she's like, no, I'm getting married tomorrow.
Oh, so she tells him.
Yeah
okay.
So then I think this is the same scene that you talked about earlier where Hector is telling Juana that he wants to be with her and they should give it a try.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was separate and he's asking her out again, but it's the same scene. And yeah, whatever, they kiss. It goes back to Mariano and Teresa. And he's like, what the hell do you mean you're getting married? The fuck?
Understandably so.
Yeah. And then Teresa's like, and he's like, right this second, we're going to talk to everybody and make this right. And then she's like, no, it's too late. It's too late. I gave him my word. I'm going through with it, blah, blah, blah. And then whatever, they go back and forth like that. And she like, ultimately she agrees that she's not going to go through with the wedding. So
this is why he,
shows up to the wedding later. Yeah. So she asks him to keep this a secret and not tell anybody. Because she doesn't want the profe to find out until she tells him. And then they keep making out, whatever. So then it goes back to Teresa and Mariano. And then they're still talking about how all this is going to work, right? And she's like, again, asking him to not tell. Because first Mariano wants them to tell the profe together that they're going to run off together. And she's like, no, let me do it, please. It's the least that he deserves. I'd want him to be more hurt. But really, it's probably because she's still debating whether...
she's going to do it or not.
I think she genuinely is thinking about it.
It like does she seem wants that way. Her desire for material things and money ultimately it was going to win.
And she's telling him this so that she has the chance to like...
change her mind.
At the last second, yeah.
Yeah.
So she's all like, no. And he's like, let's just leave right now. She's like, no, all my stuff is there. All my documents are there. Like, I need to go back there. And he's like, I hate that you have to go back to that house. Meh. And then she's all like, I know. I'll stay at Aurora's house before the wedding. And that way I can pack and have all my stuff and then just leave, like, from Aurora's.
Oh, you know, now I remember why she suddenly leaves Aurora and Esperanza and Doña Juana, because they're saying... profe can't see her at her house before they get married. Mm-hmm. So she should get ready at Aurora's house. And like suddenly she's like, and she leaves to go to Mariano's. Like,
it's like she has it all planned out in her head. Yeah. So then, she asks Mariano, like, just be patient. It's just one more day. And then that's when Teresa calls Aurora and tells her she's going to spend the night there. After that, Juana and Hector arrive to like the little restaurant that Humberto and Teresa's parents are having their little etiquette lesson. Mm-hmm. And then Humberto looks like hella sad. It goes back to Teresa and Mariano making out, and then they agreed to meet at the park so that they could run off together. And she like looks away from Mariano, like, for, you know how like making out and she turns around, she always like, you can see what she's thinking from her like actual face or whatever. Mm-hmm. So then she looks like really sad, like she knows she's not going to go through with it. Yeah. So then it goes back to Humberto and them at the restaurant, and it shows him and Juana arguing. And it's, this part's funny because he's all pissed that and sad that she showed up with Hector. And then he's all like, oh, what were you doing? Just two-timing us? And you were with him while you were with me? And then she slaps him.
Oh.
And what is this, the third time she slaps him or more, maybe?
At least the third, yeah.
Right? And so... and then this part is, it's mean. He's all like, I can't believe you left me but for him. He's such a fat ass.
Oh my God. He says the same thing in episode 64.
Oh, okay. So then it's not, I don't know. It's mean. I'm like, why don't you?
He's not even,
he's normal
to me. Yeah.
And even if he was fat, like. There's literally nothing else that Humberto can insult him on, because Hector is like this doctor with a career, money, like what else, you know, like you have to resort to looks. And
he's a good
you're
person.
Not cute, he's still a good looking man,
like ugly.
Yeah. So if he wanted, he could change his weight. You can't change your face. I'm just kidding, he can through surgery. But he can't afford that because he's poor. Anyway, so that's why he has to resort to the fat jokes, which, you know, at this point day and age, they're played out.
They are.
And so, yeah, he's like, and I would kick his ass if he wasn't Aurorita's dad. Because everyone in La Vecindad calls Aurora Aurorita.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that part was just funny. Mm-hmm. Then we just see Aida and her mom, and they're talking about not wanting to go to Teresa's wedding. And she changes her mind because she knows the drama that's going to play out and she wants to see it.
Yeah. Maida.
So then, no, Aida.
Aida changes. Aida goes?
Yeah, she goes to the wedding. She's invited. Oh, wow, because
I don't remember this.
It's, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
She's there. Yeah, yeah.
She's like smiling as all the drama's happening.
Yeah.
Hilarious. Teresa gets home and then the profe's like, and this part was hilarious to me because he's all like, oh, you look extra beautiful today. You have this glow. And it's her glow from getting the D from Mariano. Like, it's her Mariano glow.
Oh my God, it's her Mariano glow. That's terrible.
Right?
Does she look guilty?
Yeah, yeah. And then she tells the profe, and it's so dramatic because she tells him that she's leaving. Instead of saying it like in a normal way, like saying, oh, I'm going to spend the night at Aurora's house. She's like,
oh, wow,
I'm leaving. And he's like, he looks scared. He's like, what do you mean you're leaving? And then she's all like, and she stays quiet for like a while, like making him worry. I don't know. And then she's all like, oh, I'm just spending the night at Aurora's house because it's not good luck to see the bride before. And he's like, oh, oh my God, he scared me. I thought you were leaving me like my last wedding.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Awkward.
Yeah. And then she's like, no, of course not. You're just not supposed to see me. So she like knows how to spin it real quick, you know, because really she at this time she is planning on leaving.
Yeah.
So this other part was funny. It's not really that important, but Martin is telling Paloma that he met Teresa's parents and they're actually likable, unlike her.
Yeah.
And then Paloma refuses to believe that she has nice parents. And she's all like, are you sure they're not forcing her to marry someone just so they can have money? We see for a brief second, because like, I don't remember when this happens, but I guess at some point Aurora finds out. I don't remember if we watched this or if it was longer ago or what. She finds out that her mom is still alive. She's not actually dead. Do you remember that at all? It was like earlier on, right?
I was suspicious about it, but I don't think we ever saw a confirmation on it. So it must have been one of the episodes we missed.
Okay, it must have been. Because, yeah, she asks her dad, or she's like encouraging her dad that he needs to tell Juana the truth that her mom is still alive and he's not actually a widow. Because remember, that's what they initially bonded over, that they're both widows. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm just mentioning that because I think it's going to come up later because I think Aurora's mom at some point tries to come back into her life. I don't know if you remember that at all.
Yeah, like vaguely.
Yeah, so I didn't want to leave that out in case, because then later we'd have to be like, oh, this and this
I
happened.
I wonder if this breaks them up, though.
Maybe. Because
if Juana couldn't forgive Humberto saying some flowers weren't his.
Imagine that.
Him, if she finds out the truth that what they initially bonded on is not true.
Yeah. I could see that.
It's worse than the flowers.
Definitely worse than the flowers. That's one little lie.
Yeah.
So then it goes back to Teresa at the profe's house. And she's like packing hella bags. Like it's not just an overnight bag. It's like her whole life. She's packing up.
She's still set on running away then.
Yeah, she is. And he's like, what the hell is all this? And he's like hella serious. And she looks scared. But it cuts from that scene before we see her respond. Okay. After that, so Aida has walked into the dispensario. Is it dispensario or dispensaria? Because I keep saying dispensaria.
I thought it was with an A at the end.
Okay, I've been saying it right then. She walks into the dispensaria and then Mariano's all like, the other day that was a mistake. We shouldn't have kissed because I still love Teresa. And she's like, what the hell? What do you mean you still love Teresa? She's getting married tomorrow. And then he's all like, no, she's not getting married. And she's like, what? How do you know that? Tell me.
Yeah.
Why do you think she's not getting married? And he's like, I just know. After that, it goes back to Teresa and the profe. And she's all like, oh, I'm just packing all these things because I'm already packing for the honeymoon. And, you know, after the honeymoon, we're going to Europe. So that's why I'm packing all of this. And then he's all like, oh, you're not thinking of running away, are you?
Oh my God.
And then he looks hella serious. And then she looks hella serious. And he's like, I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's his attempt at being funny, I guess. And so, yeah, then Martin also tells Paloma because, he's her attorney and I guess they're friends besides that. And then he's like, well, now that I know that Teresa is Aurora's best friend, like, I'm going to have to see her sometimes and be involved. She's going to, like, be a part of my life, I guess. So I don't know how you feel about that. And she's like, well, I don't like this at all. crying, you know?
Crying like always.
Yeah. Okay, after this, Humberto is just crying to Johnny about Juana being with someone else and that he has to find someone else to make Juana jealous.
Does he suggest the maid again, yeah, or whatever she is?
And so the maid's name is... Oh my, I thought I wrote it down. I did not.
Oh.
They mentioned her name.
I can't remember.
Then, yeah, Johnny wants Humberto to like woo her so that she's distracted so that he could talk and spend time with his underage girlfriend.
Yeah, and her name is Patty.
Yeah. After this, Aida is talking with Genoveva and she's talking about how she's annoyed that Mariano doesn't want to like pursue a relationship with her. And then Genoveva's like, ew, please don't tell me you actually like him. We were just supposed to do this so that Teresa could be mad. And she's like, and how could you like him after being with Paolo? As if Paolo's better than Mariano. Paolo's, please.
Yeah. Please.
Please. Capital P.
Yeah. Let's not forget Paolo's like a rapist and, well, he attempted.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like three times. Or
three times. Yeah. Minimum.
So. Mm-mm.
So Teresa's been looking worried this whole time. And then Aurora asks her, like, what's wrong? After that, it just cuts to Refugio and Armando. And then Refugio is talking about how overwhelmed she feels because of everything they have to learn so that they don't embarrass Teresa at the wedding.
It's a lot for.
Yeah.
Have to do to like.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be this big thing.
It shouldn't. Like, who cares? Yeah. So then Teresa just tells Aurora that she's nervous and emotional. So, yeah, then Aurora is asking Teresa, or she's telling Teresa that she at one point doubted that Teresa actually liked the profe. And then Teresa is like crying. She looks tearful and she's like, do you think I'll be happy? And she actually like seems to be genuine and like vulnerable, oh, which is like weird for her. Right.
Yeah.
So she's actually like, just shows more that she's doubting whether to go through with it or to go run away with Mariano, you know?
Mm-hmm. And who's she talking to?
She's talking to Aurora.
Okay, okay.
So then Paloma's crying, staring at a picture of the profe per usual.
I'm so tired.
Annoying,
of her.
Right?
Hers isn't even like justified, like Mariano.
Yeah, it's not because like profe, but I know at one point they hook up. I just don't know if we've missed that.
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't know.
Yeah. So we see the profe having like traumatic flashbacks of his last wedding where Paloma left him and where she's like yelling at him like about his parents' situation and stuff. And then it's like it shows the profe thinking about that. And then it also shows Teresa thinking about her and Mariano being together and crying and like telling herself, I don't know what to do. Mariano's thinking about him and Teresa making out and, you know, doing it. And he's like telling himself, mañana vas a ser mía para siempre, mi amor. And then it's the next morning. And Aurora, it's so funny because Aurora wakes up and she's so cheerful. She's like, come on, let's get ready. And then Teresa's like,
oh my God.
She's
should
like,
be happy.
She looks hella stressed out and like worried. And then she gets a call from the profe and he's like, oh, I'm so excited to see you. And then she gets even more emotional after that.
Oh man, yeah.
And so after this, it shows Ruben and Genoveva and they're like hugging like after they kissed. And he's like telling her that he's happy to go with her to the wedding. And that he's tired of Mayra's victim attitude about everything.
Oh my God.
Can you believe like the audacity?
He cheated on her. Yeah. Wow.
Audacity of this man.
Seriously. And you know that there's men like this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh.
They're like, get over it. And it's like, bitch, you ruined your life. What do you betrayed her. Like, yeah. Is she just be over it just like that, like what,
right? Yeah.
So
like she can after take this, as long as she needs to,
right? She should, as she,
yeah,
should.
As she should. Yeah.
So
sorry,
yeah, god damn it. I've been trying to move on.
I know, I'm sorry.
Okay, so after this Aida is all because her and Mayra had agreed not to go to the wedding. And then she's all like, come on, let's get ready. We're going to be late. We're going. But just because she knows, something, Mariano's going to do something and she wants, yeah, to see it. So in this next part, Esperanza is at home. El doctor Ledesma is with her. Oh, no, he's not with her at this point. My bad. She's just saying she's not going to go to the wedding because the doctor Ledesma was like, oh, you know, if you don't want to go, you should, like, I don't know, stay home because your pregnancy, which I don't know what that has to do with it. I guess it's stressful for her. I have no idea.
Maybe just, like, use that as an excuse if they ask why you're not going.
Yeah, I think so.
She legit doesn't want to go and cause drama.
Yeah, so.
Is this episode where, because in 64, she's insisting she needs to talk to Teresa, and I'm like, why?
Esperanza's insisting she needs to talk to Teresa? Yeah, and that's
when she goes to the wedding. But I'm like, this is.
Oh, no. She ends up going to the wedding because she needs to talk to Mariano to stop him from.
Oh, to stop him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's not in this part yet. No. So she tells Joni how she's not going to go because the doctor told her to be careful, blah, blah, blah. And then she ends up telling Jasmina Chismosa, she's like, don't tell anybody this. But Mariano confessed to me that, that Teresa confessed to her when she was drunk that she still loves Mariano. And of course, Refugio, tired of her ass too, overhears this. And then she's like, Johnny, we need to get to Teresa's house immediately. Or Aurora's house, I mean. That's where they're at. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, why? And then if we just like, oh, we just have to go so we can all go to the wedding. Like, she tries to act like she's not going to go cause drama, but she is.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So the profe just really nervous about the wedding. And then Teresa, like, the makeup person gets there. And then Aurora's like, are you ready to get your makeup done? And then Teresa's like, no, not yet. And then she gets a call from Mariano. And then... still at this time, the morning of the wedding, still she tells them that she's going to meet him at the park so they can run away together.
Oh, man. Okay.
So then Aurora comes back into the room and she's like, the hairstylist is here now. Like, we're going to run late if you're not going to start getting ready, like, right now. Like, what's going on? What are you doing?
Get it together.
And then she's like, what's wrong? And then Teresa's like, Aurora's like, are you having doubts or what's going on? And Teresa starts like crying. She's like, yeah, I'm having doubts, me.
Oh.
For my summary for the next episode, episode 63, which is the wedding.
Oh, but this was all 62?
This was also, I know, I was supposed to do a brief one. And I didn't mention everything still.
Like, I feel like some stuff. Because 63 is going to have a lot of stuff too. You should watch 64 and we should cover that one with 65. Because this is,
if anything, I think, we should have 63 and 64, I think, together.
Yeah, go on with 63 and then
okay.
64 and 65 will be good together.
Okay. So, and then really all that happens here, the main thing is the wedding.
The actual wedding itself.
Yeah. So for the summary for this episode, I wrote, the wedding bells are ringing, but not if Mariano has anything to do with it.
Nice.
They still ring, though. It still happens.
Yeah.
Teresa's all anxious. She still had just agreed to go to the park to run away. And she's still having her doubts and stuff. But then Juana walks in and she's all like, oh, guess what? There's a gift outside for you from the profe. And it's a car.
Oh, my God.
And so as soon as she sees the car, like, her overwhelmed, like, expression and her anxious, like, face, like, just melts away. And, like, this huge smile comes onto her face.
Wow.
And then Aurora notices and she's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, like, this is what sealed the deal for her. This is what she's like, no, I'm not going to run away with Mariano.
She quickly forgot everything.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so then she's all excited. And then Aurora's like, oh, they're inside the car. They're excited. And then Juana's like, see, now you're finally getting everything you want. And then Aurora's like, oh, but you won't be happy without love. Kills the mood.
Yeah.
And then this next part is not really important, but it's funny because Humberto is complaining to Esperanza about Juana. And he's all like, ya se aterrazó. And then.
What does that mean?
And then Esperanza's like, what do you mean? Que se aterrazó? What is that? Okay. And then he's all like, well, you know, she turned to be like Teresa. She's just like Teresa.
Oh my God. Okay. Wow.
So yeah, he's saying que se aterrazó because she's with a rich guy now. So she's just like Teresa because she's putting love aside for material.
Forgetting all the shitty things he did.
Right? Like, it's not the same at all.
No.
So then let's see. So Mariano then barges in to Esperanza's and he's looking for Johnny because he wants the taxi so he can go ruin the wedding.
Is this because she didn't show up at the park or what?
He doesn't know yet.
Okay.
I'm not sure why he's looking for Joni. Okay. I know it's something to do with the taxi, but he doesn't know that she's not at the park yet.
Okay.
I think he just wants Joni to meet him at the park so then he can take the taxi, something like that.
Okay.
And Esperanza tells him then that Joni went to Aurora's house to go take, or that she took Teresa's parents to Aurora's house so they can all go to the wedding. And he's all like, what? He's heartbroken. You know how he looks so good at being heartbroken? Like he just
has that thing. His little puppy eyes.
Yeah. And he's like, the wedding is still happening? Ooh. Except I don't sound sad. I just sound like curious. Like, it's still happening?
Yeah.
Really? He sounds sad.
It's still happening.
Really? A poco?
A poco?
No. No.
No me digas.
So then, yeah, he looks genuinely sad. And yeah, so then Teresa again is excited about, or she's actually excited about getting ready and getting married. And Aurora's like, hold up. You literally just 5 seconds ago, before you got the present, had all these doubts.
Yeah.
And she's all like, did getting the car change your doubts? And then Teresa's like, no, of course not. And then she like, of course, spins another lie. Yeah, she spins another beautiful lie. Well crafted on the spot. Like, how can she do this? She's so good at it.
Yeah, she's
natural.
She's the goat.
Yeah, literally. So yeah, she's all like, oh no, you thought my doubts were about the profe? No, I only had doubts because I was, and then she brings up the wedding dress again situation. She's like, wow. My only doubts were I was doubting whether I should wear the dress that the profe wants me to wear or this beautiful dress that my madrina made because she spent so much time on it. That was my doubt. That was what I was worried about. And then Juana overhears this and she's all like happy about it or whatever. Like,
but it still convinces her to wear the dress that Rosa got, right?
Yeah. She's like, oh, don't be worried about me. I'm just happy to see you at the wedding, blah, blah, blah. So then she puts on the ugly dress. They're both ugly, whatever.
Yeah.
The bridesmaids' dresses are even uglier, by the way.
They are. I saw them.
Truly. So Aurora is just telling Teresa that she's happy for her. And then Refugio walks in and she's all like, we need to talk to Teresa. And then Teresa immediately starts yelling at her before she even knows what Refugio's going to say. But she knows
she's going to start some shit, though.
Yeah. And she's all like, oh, of course, I didn't get saved from you having a maternal talk with me. Let me guess, you're going to tell me to cherish my husband and that my life is going to change forever and that I have to be patient and blah, blah, blah. And then she's like, no, I know that you still love Mariano. And then she goes off even more. Oh, first she says, I know that you still love Mariano and that you're only marrying the profe for por interés. And And so then Teresa goes off on her.
She's saying like, this in front of Aurora? Or is she
No. Aurora walked out.
Okay.
Yeah. And then Teresa's like, did Mariano talk to you? Un poco, hombre, yes. Of course he told you.
Oh.
And she's all like, what did he tell you? And then Refugio's like, instead of just saying Esperanza's the one who said something, she's all like, it doesn't matter how I found out. The important thing is that I know the truth, that you still love Mariano, and that you can't go through with this wedding. Blah, blah, blah. So then Joni finds Mariano at the park. And of course, Teresa doesn't show up.
Yeah.
So then Mariano's like yelling. He's like, I need to go to the wedding. She agreed to meet me here. And then Joni tries to stop him, but he doesn't.
Tries, but like doesn't really try. Or
he like gets in front of him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's like, don't go. She's going to get married. I just dropped her parents off. And Mariano's like, whatever. And he runs into the taxi.
He pushes Joni aside.
Basically, yeah. So then
I wish he would have punched him.
He punched Johnny?
Yeah.
He deserves it. Yeah. So after this, we see Luisa and her dress is even uglier than Aurora's dress.
Oh, God.
Like,
and is she a bridesmaid too?
She's a bridesmaid. Yeah.
Okay. I thought everyone had the same dress.
No, it's the same color, but a different style. So, her, Aurora, and Juana are bridesmaids. And all their dresses are ugly. So she just calmed me and the profe down because he's nervous, whatever. And then it goes back to Teresa yelling at Refugio. She's like, what the hell? Did Mariano tell you something? And she was like, stop wasting my time. I'm getting married today. Like, whatever. You can't tell me anything. And then she's like, why can't you drop this? Even on my wedding day, you're over here trying to tell me what to do. And it's like, yeah, I understand if Fuhyo being worried that Teresa is doing something she doesn't really want to do. But at the end of the day, like, let her be. You know what I mean? Like, how many times do you have to have this dumbass conversation? Like, every fucking, like, day?
We've said this before, but everybody would be better off if they just ignored Teresa and let her be. Like,
if they just let her do her thing, maybe she wouldn't even be dead set on doing this. Like, I feel like part of it is because she wants to fight everybody and be like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So, yeah, she's like, even on my wedding day, you're, like, trying to ruin my life. And then finally, Lady Fuhyo is just like, ojalá que no te arrepientas de dejarte llevar por tu ambición. So, like, hopefully you don't regret letting your ambition control your life. So, after that, we see Teresa in her wedding dress and the veil and everything. The veil.
Yes.
Yeah. And she's just, like, telling herself that she has to dominate her feelings. Because entre ser o no ser,
yo soy.
Yeah. So, yeah, she's just telling that to herself in the mirror. So then the prophet's, like, pacing at the church. He's like, what's taking her so long? He's just stressed out.
He's having flashbacks again.
Yeah, he's been having them the whole time. So then Mariano gets to the prophet's house. And at this point, everybody has already left to the wedding.
Okay.
And then the only, like, house staff that's there is, like, no one's here.
Is it Reina?
No, it's someone else. Oh, maybe Reina's at the wedding. I don't know.
I don't see it.
I could see the prof inviting her.
Okay, I don't.
Maybe. We don't see her at all. So she's normally the one that's always there, unless that's she quit or something. And she's, like, not in the Nevada anymore. I don't know. I guess we'll find out. Anyway, it's someone else. And then she's all like, oh, did you get invited to the wedding too? And then Mariano's like, yeah, I just lost my invitation and I forgot where the church is.
Oh my God.
She's like, oh, I have one right here. And she gives him the damn invitation with the address on it.
Reina would have known.
She would have known, yeah.
So if they fired her, this is on them.
This is on them. That's how he knows where to show up. She literally gives him the wedding invitation.
Wow.
So now everyone's at the church. They're, like, outside. And Fuhyo is being fucking annoying.
Ugh.
And she's being a bitch to Juana. Because Fuhyo's still talking about, oh, she shouldn't do this. And then Juana's like, oh, my God, like, let it go. She loves the prophet. She's going to get married, whatever. And then, oh, she's talking about the car. She's talking about the car that the prophet got her, got Teresa. And then Fuhyo is like, oh, she shouldn't be with him only because of the gifts that he gets her. And then Juana's like, oh my God, she's not just with him because of the gifts that he gets her. It's because he's romantic and un detallista, and she likes those little details, and he cares for her a lot. And then she's all like, she snaps at her, and she's all like, oh, just like you and Humberto. It's like, why do you have to be a bitch to Juana? It's
like insisting on this
unnecessary
too, and I'm like, why?
Don't yeah.
You see how, like, shitty Humberto is? Like, he has a shitty job. He's an alcoholic.
Yeah.
He was a mujeriego. Mm-hmm. Like, why do you want Juana to be with someone like that? Like,
yeah.
Just because he's from La Vecindad? Like, no. And Refugio's insisting on this too. Like,
yeah. It's like, just because someone is from the same background as you, does it necessarily automatically make them a good person? Refugio.
Yeah, Refugio. God, the worst. And I get, because, like, we know Teresa loves Mariano and Refugio knows this, but she doesn't know shit about Juana and Humberto. Like,
yeah. So it's like, why is she, like, out here trying to act like she knows what's best for everybody, and, like, it's automatically wrong to like somebody else that's not from La Vecindad?
Yeah.
Annoying.
Very.
Let's see. Paloma gets the wedding at some point. She's over there. Crying.
Was she invited?
I don't think she was invited.
Why is she there?
Freaking shows up because
she's just there to cry.
Yeah. So she's like crying to the prophet. She's like, I was holding out hope till the last second that we would be together.
Oh my God.
And then he's like, you thought wrong, bitch. I'm just kidding. I didn't say
no.
I act like everyone says that.
I know.
But he's just like, I'm not like you. I wouldn't do that to Teresa. Leave her. on our wedding day. So it's basically the same thing. You thought wrong, bitch.
Yeah, yeah. It translates into that.
And
yeah.
He's like, I love Teresa. And then Paloma's like, I'm so dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, why'd you Paloma, go?
Why are you there?
And then Luisa sees her. She's like, what the fuck are you doing here? Get out of here.
Oh, good.
But the profe was being like nice to her, but telling her like, no.
Yeah.
But in a nice way. So then he tells Luisa, like, you need to forgive her and like not be mean to her. Like, don't hold on to this rancor anymore. I don't know. Like, I feel like if the profe has forgiven her and is being nice to her, then Luisa could also, like, she doesn't have to flip out every time she sees her.
But she could just keeps coming back. Like,
yeah.
Uninvited to places.
Yeah.
So I think that warrants a little bit of anger.
Maybe. But I also see, like, profe side. It's like, if I forgave her, then you should too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, like, ultimately the harm was to him, not to her. And you know what I mean?
True.
So then Humberto's still crying to Johnny about Juana. He's been annoying. And then he asks him to help her, like, to distract himself with Griselda. And she's the
That's
one.
That's her name.
She's the house staff or Porfirio's, I don't know, nanny for his granddaughter.
Yeah. Why not just wait till you, like, are over someone to before you involve someone else in your shitty problems?
Yeah, because now poor Griselda thinks that Humberto likes her and he's still hung up on Juana and he's just using her as a distraction.
Yeah, that's wrong.
It is. Refugio at the church before the wedding still is bothering Teresa about the whole Mariano thing. And Teresa's like, oh my fucking God, drop it. And then she's all like, I can't do that to the profe. I can't leave him on his wedding day. He's already been through that. Look how happy he is, whatever. The profe is talking to Ruben and Genoveva. And then they're all like, oh, too bad Mayra couldn't come. And then she gets there with Aida. And after this, they like pan to Aida walking over to Teresa. And then she's, they're like arguing, getting into it or whatever. And Aida's like, I just came here to make sure that you leave the road free for me and Mariano. So then Aida knows that Mariano's going to try to stop the wedding. Mm-hmm. And she calls him and she's like, where are you? She's about to go inside.
Oh my God.
And I don't know why she's like, I guess like part of her, she's doing it because she knows that Teresa's going to go through with the wedding. And so she wants Mariana to see that. And she also wants him to get there to interrupt the wedding so that she could see Teresa. Like,
yeah, it's like both like,
yeah,
part of her does, you know, like Mariana a little bit, but she also wants to see Teresa suffer more.
Yeah.
And go through like shitty things on her wedding day.
Yeah.
So.
So yeah, she calls him and she's like, they're about to go inside. And he's like, and he actually, I was like, oh wow, they're showing car safety right now because he pulls over to answer the phone call.
Oh, that's surprising.
Yeah, I was surprised.
Rush. Wow.
Yeah.
Feels like it was like a PSA.
Right. For safe driving, for no
yeah.
talking on the phone and driving. And yeah, he like hangs up and he speeds away. He's like, no.
Oh,
it's funny. So yeah, the wedding starts.
Okay.
That wedding, that famous wedding song, like, how did it go? Dun, 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 dun. Yeah.
Dun, yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. That starts playing.
Okay.
Refugio walks down the aisle with the profe, which I didn't know that was going to happen. Weird.
That is weird. Why does that happen?
I don't know.
Because he doesn't have a mom.
He doesn't have a mom, I guess. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, generally, the grooms walk alone, don't they?
I don't know. I don't know shit about weddings, apparently.
I think they do. But anyway, I guess, I don't know. They walk down together. So Refugio and the profe walk down the aisle and then the ugly dress bridesmaids walk in right after. Really ugly dresses.
Yeah.
After this, Teresa walks down with her dad and everyone is happy and smiling. And then it goes to Esperanza and Dr. Ledesma and Johnny. They're at their apartment. And Johnny accidentally tells Esperanza that Mariano's going to go to the wedding. She was like, oh my God, we need to stop him. So that's when she decides to go.
Oh, okay.
And how does that quote go? Because like they do like a little bit of the wedding, like boring church stuff. And then the priest says the whole, if forever now you may hold your peace, whatever the hell, you know what I'm talking about? You know, the quote that basically invites people
forever
to interrupt.
Now hold, or if anyone forever now, like speak now or forever hold your peace. Or
yeah.
Like
yeah.
Part of it, but I don't know. The
so
beginning.
He says that. And I thought this was when Mariano was going to walk in, but it's not yet.
Oh, that would have been too good, I guess.
So he says that and he's like, okay, whatever. And then he's like, he turns to the profe and he's like, do you accept Teresa Chavez as your wife? And he's like, yes, I do. And then he asks Teresa, do you accept Arturo de la Barrera as your husband? And then this is when Mariano walks in. He bursts into the doors and he's like, Teresa, no te puedes casar con él.
I wish he would have blurted out like
at the
because he slept with me yesterday.
I know. I thought that would have been so much better, but he doesn't say that. So then it like pans to him in a serious face and then pans to everybody and then it shows Aida laugh and she's like, this is getting good.
Oh, that's hilarious.
She literally says that out loud.
Oh shoot. Okay.
Yeah. So then
it's just her expression.
Did you end up watching the scene or no?
No.
Oh damn. It's so good. You need to watch it.
I will. Should I just because, watch it?
Because, yeah, I think you should. I'll go on explaining it. So he bursts in, he yells that, and then it's like quiet for a while with everyone staring, and there's like a little harpy noise. Like, it's like a little harpy noise starts playing, and then Teresa like starts like walking down towards Mariano, and everyone's staring like, what is she going to say? So then finally she walks up to him, and she slaps him.
Oh,
so yeah, she slaps him and then she's like, how can you come here and interrupt our wedding? And then the profe's like storms down and he's all, what are you doing here? And he pushes Mariano and then they're about to fight, but like Martin comes and separates Mariano and then Fernando comes and gets the profe and the priest is like, please don't fight, this is God's house,
this is a holy place,
esta es la casa de Dios, aquí se respeta, por favor no se peleen, es la casa de Dios. Worst things happen in church. Dun, dun, dun. Anyway.
Yeah.
Generally, you know.
Generally,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Generally
you know,
speaking. Yeah.
This isn't the worst thing that's ever happened in a church.
No, not at all. We all know.
Anyway. So, yeah. They're like separating them. And then Teresa yells, estoy aquí porque, porque me voy a casar con... But she doesn't say that profe. I just always forget his name.
Arturo.
Porque me voy a casar con Arturo. And then the profe yells to the priest and he's like, Maria, este muchacho, I don't think he says señor, este muchacho está obsessed, obsesionado con mi novia. And then the priest is like,
this
please.
Is why I would just shout out, like, we,
like, he could like, at any point, but I guess he's also
he's
trying
a better
to not,
person.
Yeah, he's not, he doesn't want Teresa to come off horribly. Which I feel like it's, I would have said it. I would have
too. Shit.
That's not what you said last night.
Bam. You know what you said last night? We were planning on escaping together.
Yeah, like you should have said it. So yeah. It's so sad afterwards. Anyway, so the priest is like, please, son, leave.
Mijo,
let them
favor.
Get married, please. Yeah. And then Teresa is just like staring at Mariano and he's like staring at her and he's like, please say something, like
of
meaning, like
doesn't.
Tell
yeah.
them,
tell them what
we had planned, like literally yeah. this morning. You know what I mean? He's like, please say something, and she just like, I already said what I needed to say, and then she like yells like louder that she loves the profe, and then Aurora gets up to try to get Mariano to leave, and Aida's like watching
oh
it all
my,
go down,
hilarious.
Smiling, yeah. And so finally, Mariano walks out with Aurora and Martin. So then, like, there's still, like, some dramatic-ass music playing, and Teresa, like, in the most dramatic way, holds out her hand to the profe, and then they walk up to the altar together.
Together, yeah.
Yeah. And then she's all like, no one's going to separate us. And then if we could just, there's her disappointingly.
With her usual face.
Yeah, which is just her face. It's like,
yeah.
Instead of resting bitch face, it's like resting sad face, resting disappointed
resting
face.
Yeah.
Resting judge. She also has like a judgmental face. I don't know.
Resting judgmental disappointed face.
Yeah. After this, la misa goes on, and then the priest is what I meant to say. Asks Teresa if she accepts Arturo de la Barrera as her husband, and she's like, "Yes, with all my heart." And then it cuts to Mariano yelling outside, yeah. And Aurora trying to calm him down, and he's like crying/yelling. He's like, "Teresa swore to me that she wasn't going to go through with this wedding." And we were supposed to run off together, he tells her.
Damn.
And Aurora's like, what? She's like, you swear? And she's like, he's like crying, like nodding, like,
word.
Yeah, word, really? Seriously?
What? Yeah, are you serious?
So after this, Aida walks out and she's like trying to encourage Aurora to go back to the wedding because she's a bridesmaid. And Aida's like, I'll just stay out here. Like, you're part of the wedding. Like, you should be back in there.
Yeah.
So she decides, yeah, she goes back inside and Aida stays outside with him. So then the misa is over. You know how they say you may now kiss the bride or whatever. They do that.
Yeah.
And then Teresa starts crying, like tears start coming out.
They're not happy tears.
No, they're not. So everyone's still a little tense because of the whole Mariano thing.
Yeah.
Aurora is talking to Teresa and she's like, are you sure you did the right thing? And she's about to tell Teresa what Mariano told her, but then the profe walks up. She's not able to. Oh. And then Ruben also walks up to Teresa at one point. And I feel like he's kind of hinting at the jealousy thing that's going to come to play later with the profe being controlling and abusive. I don't know if you remember that at all.
Okay.
Yeah. He's kind of like,
Ruben like said anything about it.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if he doesn't really say it, but I got that vibe that it's foretelling that that's going to happen.
Okay.
Because he's just like, oh, now that you're a married woman, Arturo's going to have to make sure that no other man is like all over you or something like that is basically what he's saying.
Oh, okay.
But I just got those vibes like
that
he was hinting at jealousy issues.
I get it. Yeah.
So then it goes to Mariano and Aida walking down the street and he's still yelling like, oh, I can't accept this. How could she do this to me? And then he also tells Aida about that they were supposed to run away together.
Oh.
And then Aida's like, oh, no wonder you told me we couldn't pursue our relationship. This is why. And he's all like, it doesn't matter anymore. And then, yeah, she's just trying to comfort him and stuff. And then she's like, this just shows what a rata Teresa is.
Yeah.
It just shows, and it does. It's like,
doesn't look good on her. No.
Yeah. It's just a bad thing to do to someone.
Yeah. No, for sure.
And then to still let him look all crazy and obsessive at the wedding. Yeah. Like, that's sad.
It's so shitty.
Yeah. And so after this, we see the profe and he's asking Teresa, like, why would Mariano come to church? Like, he's kind of suspecting like something happened because why would he come?
Right.
And trying to stop the wedding. Like, and she, but she convinces him that it's just Mariano being crazy. Me. Yeah. And obsessive. So then Mariano goes back to Mariano and Aida and it's him still crying and yelling. And he's like, I'm just a dumbass. And then she's like, it's not your fault. Like, she did this. And then she's like, well, if you still want to try to talk to her, we can get into the reception with my tickets.
Oh my God. So this is why they're at the risk. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Next episode. He's there. And I was like, do you have anybody do this?
That's how the next one ends, or this one ends, I mean.
Okay.
So then Esperanza and El Doctor are also on their way to the wedding and she calls Mariano and he's like, I'm going to go to the reception. And then she's like, no, don't do that, whatever. And then as he's hanging up, Aida's walking behind him, still smiling at all the drama. I'm just like, I can't.
That's hilarious. I love it.
In this episode, I liked Aida.
Yeah.
It was funny. So then Aurora finally asks Teresa why Mariano came to the church to stop the wedding. And she's like, did something happen? And then Teresa's like, no, of course not. And then Aurora's like, I know something happened. He told me that you were going to go through with the wedding and then you were going to run away together. And then she's like, how can you believe him over me? You always take his side. Me. Annoying. Whatever. Yeah. So, I mean, after this, like, the reception is just, you know, happening. Teresa gets embarrassed at her parents because they keep using words like Chesco and Chelita.
Oh, my God.
And then they don't know the difference between, and I don't know it either. I don't even know. Some kind of government official is at their table, and they use the wrong title. They use something else, and then she's, like, hella embarrassed.
See, why wouldn't she arrange the table so that everybody from La Vecindad is in the one table?
Because she's stupid. I don't know. Because
it's like she wants them to embarrass
her. Yeah, because it's Luisa and Fernando and then her parents and then that, I don't know, government people.
That just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah. Wait, aren't they the only ones from the La Vecindad that came though? Because Juana's a bridesmaid, so she's up there with the bridesmaids. And then it's just her parents. Yeah.
You're right.
So maybe that's why, but still. So she's all embarrassed. And then they do the whole father-daughter dance. And then the boyfriend asks Refugio to dance with him. And then Refugio, I guess she has a change of heart. She just feels sad for him because she knows that Asad doesn't love him. And then she's like, I accept you as whatever. Like, yeah. And he's all happy about that. Yeah.
But she doesn't know he doesn't know it's out of pity.
No, unfortunately, he does not. So after this, Mariano and Aida get to the reception, and Aida helpfully points out where Teresa is.
Right over there.
Yeah, she's like right there. She's right there. And so then he walks up to her, and she's alone. So it's like not a huge dramatic scene, but I feel like someone's probably going to see them and make Mariano leave, and it's going to be a whole thing, I imagine. So, but yeah. Oh, you watched it, I guess, but yeah, we'll talk about it next time. Well, so yeah, then he's like, so that imbecile is the love of your life and not me, seriously. And then she's all like, she doesn't say anything, she's just staring at him. And then he's all like, what would he think if I told him that last night or yesterday we made love and then you told me that I was the love of your life? And then that's where it ends. And I wish he would.
I wish he would too. Like, someone needs to, if someone just did the same thing, if someone acted the same way that Teresa was towards everybody else, she wouldn't have gone this far.
Yeah.
She would have hit rock bottom sooner, but no, because everybody wants to be the better person. Like, you don't always have to be the better person.
I love being petty. I love getting down to people's level. Like, same. I'm not going to be the bigger person. I'm not going to turn my cheek. Why would I do that?
I'm not tall enough to be the bigger person. So
I'm going to. I'm on the ground, people. That's where I live.
Exactly. And I say that, but I have no situations in which I... requires me to be this petty, but if there was
I never have either.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
Yeah,
that's why I like novelas, because my life is not nearly as dramatic.
Same. Yeah
also why I like reality TV.
Yeah, I don't watch because I just don't have time for TV.
Yeah,
I haven't watched anything in so long.
Sad.
Yeah I did start watching that one show where they get married and they have like 90 days to...
Oh, 90 Day Fiancé?
Yeah. I've watched like 3 episodes of the first season, but then I just didn't keep doing it. It's trashy and entertaining. Anyway, that is the end of our episode.
So, yeah, this wedding episode, I think it's by far my favorite episode of the novela so far. And it might just be my favorite novela episode ever of all novelas, because it's so great. Good.
Yeah.
It's truly like what novelas are made of. It's iconic. The drama...
Yeah,
the and, sound effects,
the stare-offs, the slaps, the man.
Yep.
I mean, there's a reason Teresa's one of the best novelas out there.
Yeah,
this one, not the old one.
Yeah,
I haven't seen the old one. I just know this one was more widely.
Yeah, I haven't watched the other one either.
Yeah, but yeah. So next time we'll do 64 and 65. So the rest of the reception and then the honeymoon, I think.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All yeah. right. Sounds good. And right. we're getting through this.
We are. We're not halfway.
And also, before we end, I just wanted to, I feel like it's kind of halfway because there's like 150 episodes-ish.
Yeah.
Is that half? What is half one?
Well, that's why I paused and I was like, is it halfway? Oh, you know, it's close. Yeah.
Isn't it kind of?
A little bit. I don't know. I don't want to do math right now.
Oh, 75.
Okay. No.
Almost so, because almost, yeah, kind
not
of.
Too far.
Anyway,
not too far.
Like, I liked this episode not only, or this series of episodes, not only for all the drama that happens, but I feel like it really shows Teresa in a more nuanced way. And we get to see some real vulnerability on her end. So yeah. I liked it also because of that.
Yeah. We see how shitty she is, but we also see how torn she sort of is about it. Until,
you know,
she
and she really thought about not being shitty. She thought about
really considering it.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, I can be proud of her for almost not being shitty, for actually thinking about it. Like, that's a big step for her.
Yeah. But I feel like after this moment, it's all like downhill.
And then I wonder, like, who, you know, she did get swept away with the emotion or like of getting a car, and she's never had a car. So it's like, how big of a moment is that? And
she wants things. She knows she wants things.
Yeah.
Like, so, yeah. Can we blame her? I mean, yeah, but...
I think, like, ultimately, we can blame poverty on this.
We can blame poverty for Teresa sleeping with Mariano the day before her wedding.
Yes.
And leading him on. Yeah.
That's Parvati's fault, not Teresa's fault.
Capitalism.
Capitalism.
It all comes down to capitalism.
That's what's driving the toxicity of Teresa. In Teresa, it's capitalism.
I can't.
I too blame capitalism for all of my problems.
Same. Yeah, we were gonna do 64 with this episode too, but it's
I think it fits much. With the yeah. It's too much and we ended in a good place.
Yeah, yeah. Kick us off with our little saying here.
Yeah, well, thank you for listening, everyone. And remember, entre ser o no ser,
tú eres.
Bye.